in the beginning, in the days when the government was funding everything, IEEE was the vehicle for publishing. And so you didn't get a lot of duplicate work. Honeywell did not have to repeat what Litton did, and Litton didn't have to repeat the laser gyroscope work that Sperry was doing. Everything was published because the government owned everything. I submitted many patent applications to Litton. The answer was, we don't patent anything, but the government owns everything anyway, so forget it. Today, that's all changed. Today, everybody wants to patent stuff. Everybody wants to keep his work secret. The IEEE is becoming much more academic. The publications are becoming much more academic because of the desire for patent secrecy. And so I don't know what the future is going to bring because of that. IEEE's role is clearly changing where it was once. We used to joke when I was at MIT on my doctorate program that all the Russian papers, we had to study Russian, the mandatory language, they were all by mathematicians. They were totally unrelated to the real world. We laboriously read a Russian paper. It took 2 hours to read a paper, you know, two-page paper. And it hits you and say, well, this doesn't say anything. It's just a theoretical analysis of some problem.
Right.
And we used to say, gee, the people doing the real work aren't allowed to publish in Russia. We're getting to that now, too. The people doing the real work are being clamped on either because they're working too hard and they don't have spare time. In those days, part of your job, you were allowed to go to conferences. You were allowed to write. At least when I worked at Litton and at NASA, even at TRW, you wanted to go to a conference, if you wanted to write a paper, you could do it at least partly on company time. You could do a lot of it at home, but a lot of it you could do on company time. Today the kids can't. They're working too hard. Everything's under budgeted, and the kids are working day and night. And besides, there are lawyers in the companies that tell them you can't publish anything. So we're back to where the Russians were in the 1950s. Publishing theoretical academic papers.